You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hey, Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Something like that. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sometimes computers just, well, they just fade away.
You young whippersnappers with your cubes and your Etch-A-Sketches and your computers.
Something like that. All that fancy stuff. Coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, an hour from now, Phil Steele. He is an ESPN College Football Insider, one of the best, and, of course, has the Phil Steele College Football Preview is out. We are going to talk college football with him, obviously, for a solid half hour. 67 days till Florida and Miami?
Yes.
Get going? So,
in Orlando.
We're excited about that.
Working in the break.
Well, sometimes is it working now? Would you like to test it so that we know? You know, going into the next segment? I mean, can you even play your little music for your SportsCenter rundown that's coming up in seconds? I don't know.
Hey, Twitter world.
Okay.
All right, well, that's good. That's still working.
Thank you, OJ.
That's what it was. After you played that is when it crashed.
Yeah, OJ hacked our system. Huh. Not the only thing he's hacked.
Craig Scheman.
I know. By the way, nice Stony Brook Golf Club text line hit from 1984. He said, so wait, Canada is better than us at basketball, and we're better at hockey than what world did I wake up in? Well, you probably woke up in 1984. I don't know.
I don't know 1984. If you look at the Blues roster, I'd say about 95% of it is Canadian.
All right. So speaking of OJ, we're going to get into this a little bit. OJ, as we told you, joined Twitter on Friday. He's almost up to 700,000 followers, and things are not going well.
I think he's over. Hang on.
He could be. Hang on. While you're looking that up, Chris is just pressing buttons randomly. Chris, production note. Can you or can you not do a SportsCenter rundown at this
Twitter
moment?
World.
Yeah, I can do it.
All right, here's Chris, everybody.
All right, we got an elimination game going on in Omaha right now. College World Series. Louisville and Auburn are tied 1-1, bottom of the third inning there. Toronto police say they've arrested three people in connection with shootings at the Raptors Championship Parade yesterday, where four were injured, and the U.S. will get their Gold Cup underway tonight against Guyana. 10 o'clock FS1 from St. Paul.
All right. Thank you for that.
725,000 followers. I think he's up almost 100K from yesterday.
He just started this on Friday. All right. The first part of this story, O.J. Simpson, and I have to mention it so you don't get confused. His Twitter account is at The Real OJ32. There are numerous fake OJ accounts out there. There always have been. For example, at Killer OJ Simpson.
And some of them have a lot of followers.
So. They do. And now, the real OJ at The Real OJ32 has been direct messaging, allegedly, other sites such as at Killer OJ Simpson. Now, remember, OJ said when he signed up for Twitter, he said, I got some getting even to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he got in a back and forth with at Killer OJ Simpson and said, you better knock this stuff out. I'll find your ass and cut you. And there are knife parodies, or not emojis, but knife emojis. So let me tell you the back and forth with this. And then you could get to some of the things you were reading me before the show about people responding to OJ's most recent
and his tweet
about fantasy football and important stuff. But so the fake account said, and if I don't stop it, you're gonna stab me too. In reality, I ain't lying. You, me, and millions know the truth. You tripping over a parody account. LOL, welcome to Twitter, brah. And then the message from Simpson's account says, like I said, delete this parody account, as you call it, or face serious consequences by me. I'll find your ass one way or the other, so don't mess with me. I got nothing to lose. Grow up.
Feel my wrath.
Thumbs up, emojis, a dagger.
Now, I got to believe that's a parole violation for him right there, and I'm being serious. For him to threaten anybody, if indeed it came from him and his account wasn't hacked, That's probably a parole violation somewhere along the way.
I got to believe this is hacked. I got to believe this is hacked.
Why? Look who you're talking about.
There's no way. OJ's living the good life. You saw the pictures from the videos of his previous tweets. He's sitting there chilling out. Thought he'd experiment with his Twitter, get a little attention for himself.
He's a little
I doubt he even knows how to do a DM, for crying out loud. Oh. I barely know how to DM. There's no way he's doing threats to people. This has got to be a hack.
Wait a second. This guy's
that's so unlike him. Are you really giving O.J. Simpson the benefit of the doubt?
I literally cannot believe somebody would be that stupid.
One jury did that, and look what happens.
I'm just...
The guy that got away with murder, and then a few years later goes and robs a guy at gunpoint. Or was it knife point?
Steal stuff that he
donated.
That was
a gun, Chris.
Okay, sorry, I'm getting
the first alleged crime
confused.
Was a knife. The second one was with a pulled gun in a hotel in Vegas.
That's like saying, nah, I believe it. Barry was probably off the juice by the end. Barry Bonds, that is.
Fake.
No.
Okay.
What in this guy's past thinks that he's not capable of throwing out a threat on Twitter?
Does he want to go back to jail? Pete's right. This threatening people could be viewed as breaking a probation.
He violated his probation before with drinking. And I'm surprised he's not really back in jail. He's got violations, doesn't he?
These guys don't know. Yeah. They're from a different time, Craig. They don't understand that all this stuff can become public.
Right.
Kurt Rambis. Great back, right?
Yeah.
Great history.
Sure.
Well, becomes president with the New York Knicks. He becomes popular, gets on Twitter, starts following all these porn sites, and people realize it.
I missed that story.
Really?
I missed that, too.
Yeah.
I forget.
Said he didn't know how they...
Oh, didn't know what happened.
He started following those accounts.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, I'll just read you his tweet from an hour ago.
All right. Now, this is, we think, legitimate.
This is... Oh, yeah. It's just so him. Then I'll read you the responses. This is too funny. O.J. Simpson, 1 hour ago, tweets out, taking an early look at fantasy football. At Patrick Mahomes was
Me
my
too.
Clear number one. At Patrick Mahomes was my clear number one, but with Cheetah, and I had a look at didn't know who Cheetah was. It's Tyreek Hill. With Ty Hill status still up in the air, I am debating Baker Mayfield or TG2, Todd Gurley. What do you think? Am I missing someone?
Strongly
of course,
advise against that.
He's got arthritis in his knee. I don't know how many snaps he's going to be able to take this year. He's going to be a part-time player at best. That's how in touch O.J. Simpson is. Let's go to the responses, shall we?
Yes,
Let's.
There are.
I tweeted at him again today, second time in a row.
You tweeted him every day.
I just say hi. Hi to exclamation. Well, he hasn't got back to me yet. I'll let you know what he
Juice.
Does. NFL update responds with... it's like Ben Affleck putting his hands through his, like, could have been any actor doing, oh, my God, like, what are you doing? Like, one of those. No,
all right, what are the responses?
Oh, okay. Dodge Ram owner. Thoughts on Tyreek Hill? I know he beat his woman and kid, but he caught a lot of touchdowns for a ton of yards, so may have a little bit of that killer instinct that you possess.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're brutal.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Gosh.
This is I told you when this came out Friday, this is not going to end well. Keep going.
All things 18. Go with Aaron Hernandez. You two have something in common.
Oh.
Bab, how could you even support Tyreek Hill after what he did to his family?
Because it's O.J. Simpson.
Wait a minute. Did he support Tyreek Hill?
Yes.
Did he?
Kuhn says Mahomes has killer instinct. Mick, no look pass was fantastic. He didn't even need gloves for that one.
Uh-oh.
Ayo!
They get better. Oh, this is, well, I'm...
Do you think OJ's just
is it too late for this one?
These?
Is it too late for this one? Did Nicole? No, is it? No, this is. I mean, we're talking. I feel this is awful, but
we'll just say it.
Did Nicole always draft Marcus Allen in her fantasy drafts?
Ooh.
Somebody says, Andrew, I'm drafting you number one. Michael James, killer pick. Patrick McGoat,
killer
OJ
pick.
Definitely makes the cut.
Wow. Yeah, heard it.
Yeah.
You fave Ethiopians, says he'll find those holes in the defense and slash right through. Let's see.
I have a question. Before
so is that what he's doing on Twitter, fantasy football advice?
Yeah.
He did he's say asking. That was one of the things he wanted to do was be big into fantasy football. He'd never done it before. He's never been on Twitter before. But yeah,
because Twitter wasn't invented when he went in the pokey.
Correct.
Jeff W., drafting a QB in the first round is a sure way to murder your season.
Yes, it is. I agree with that sentiment every single time. No, now, if we're going to get into this conversation, guys that you should take number one overall fantasy football, you got to start with your Ezekiel Elliott. I think that's a guy that should be in strong consideration for the number one overall.
Are you Le'Veon trying...
Bell with the New York Jets? I think that's a guy that you need to look at.
Are you trying to make a hard pivot here on purpose?
No, this
Yes, I am.
Are
you getting uncomfortable?
I'll give you one more. This is the best one yet from Jeff. What about Joe Flacco? Thought you were a fan of white Broncos.
All right, all right.
That's a good one. That's hysterical.
Now here's my question. As I told you, this was not going to end well for you. Is OJ sitting here amused reading through these? Or do you think at some point OJ's like, I got to get off and get off of Twitter and just leave this alone? Wait, what do you... Because OJ's the number one narcissist in the world. He loves good attention, hates bad attention. I mean, Twitter, social media is going to kill him.
This is bad.
Maybe that's a bad choice of words.
Yeah,
social Twitter.
Pun not intended?
Twitter's going to be all over him.
Gonna
is
murder.
This bad?
It's going to.
Is this a bad one, too?
If you have to ask.
It is.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I can't read them. You told me not to pull up Twitter. So.
Baker Mayfield might be risky, but it wouldn't be the first time you took a stab at a Brown. That's horrible.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, this is. But these are the things. This is what
America
he's
is sick. 908 says this is funny. Y'all should do an OJ Twitter segment every day.
Well,
we probably will.
Yeah, LeBron hater number one actually has a name for it. Juicy tweets by the juice.
Yeah, I love it.
let's do that.
We can sell that.
I think this is going to get us through summer. Again, 67 days to college football.
Hey, Twitter world.
Let's see if we can find one more
that's funny.
The Bronco, the Flacco one is funny. The Flacco and the white Broncos thing, that's a pretty good
one. Not bad. Ford is bringing back the Bronco, by the way. Yes.
It's going to kill it.
Jeez. I think you can even get it in white.
Thinking about using, Lauren Jaffe says, thinking about using you and my team name for my league this year, maybe something like Simpson did it. You like?
Wow. God. DaBeers has texted to me. He said, the man said he had some getting even to do and then tapped it with, God bless. What do you think, Craig? Is he smart enough?
No.
Yeah. Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
I thought he was moving to Tampa.
The word was anywhere from Tampa
Naples.
To Naples, but he is still
as far as we know.
Las Vegas.
He's in Vegas.
Yeah. His children live in Tampa.
Right. Realtor, right?
Possibly, yeah. No. I don't know. All right. Yeah, this is probably going to be a daily thing. Sorry. Just going to...
Well, that's a spread.
The next few weeks.
I mean, that's a spread. I mean, to even consider Todd Gurley...
That's bad.
...on a fantasy football. I mean, it just goes to show you how out of touch
Look,
you must
I think Todd
be.
Gurley has some value going
well,
into
yeah,
the
not,
season.
You're not taking him number one overall, though. Trainer just came out and said he's got arthritis in his knee.
Oh, how can I forget about Saquon Barkley? Saquon Barkley, the guy that has staff. Serious consideration for
number
the number one.
One.
Alvin Kamara, the feature back now in New Orleans with Mark Ingram gone. That's a guy you got to look at for the number one. Even if you're drafting back half of the first round, Christian McCaffrey, if you're in a PPR league, dude kills it. He's going to catch 100 footballs this
season.
Chris, 70 footballs this season.
I commend you for attempting to do a hardcore, legitimate sports segment here.
Guys,
I can go all day on this.
David Johnson, you think he's going to be as inept as he was last season? Because I don't think so. I think that guy's going to come back. He's going to have a nice bounce-back season as well.
My guy last
Here's
year.
A guy, an RB2 to keep your eye on when drafting, I don't know, fourth, fifth round. Damian Williams with the Kansas City Chiefs. Watch out for that guy. He's in a high-potent offense, going to take over the Kareem Hunt role. Guy's going to catch a lot of balls. He's going to get a lot of touches, a lot of goal line opportunities as well. That's a guy. Target him as an RB2.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Fantasy football with Chris.
Wonderful.
You doing your Friday show? Fantasy show this year?
No, it was 2 years ago.
I know, it was 2 years ago. I think people liked it.
No, I think I'm going to put out a podcast.
Are you?
No, probably not.
All right. All right, we have just enough time in this segment to go to something else offensive. If you,
I'd stay away from the Leonard Fournettes of the world. I'm not big on him this year.
Okay,
I think he's regressing this year.
Let's talk about LeVar Ball for a moment.
Yeah,
I want to ask people's opinion if they think this is offensive or not.
Okay,
LeVar Ball was on ESPN yesterday. In fact, we played some of his legitimate sound bites, talking about how this Lakers trade was the worst trade in team history. They'll never win a championship again. And then, I'll just play the soundbite. Molly Quarum, who's in there between Max and Stephen A., decided to, you know, switch gears on the questioning. So let's take a listen. I want to see how offensive this is on a scale of 1 to 10, because you would think it's a 10. I want to ask you. Here we go.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question
here. You can switch gears with me anytime.
Okay. Let's stay focused here. All right. Can you please explain to me what the big...
Okay.
Gee, Stephen A., grow up.
I know.
Now, let me ask you this. If Stephen A., if there was, if that was, I don't know, if that was Herbie. Now, say it was, I don't know, say it was Chauncey Billups said that.
Right.
Said the same question.
Yes.
Do you think he would have said the same answer? I'm not entirely sure that he...
Would
that
he have said that?
Said that way. You can change gears on me anytime.
No,
you think it was a man that said that? He says that?
Sorry, you guys absolutely didn't positive? Get the visual with it. He made his hand like a gear shifter.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Yeah,
ESPN didn't pick that up on camera.
Okay.
But that's the...
Okay, then that's back up to a 10 as far as 0 to 10 offensive scale.
Yeah.
Because she closed out the segment going, and I'll be talking to HR today or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing.
Well, she was kidding at the end, but she was like, the only one that needs to talk to HR today.
She was trying to put a sunshiny face on an uncomfortable situation for her. I give her credit for that. And by the way, she's married to Jalen Rose.
I looked on his Twitter account today to see if he said anything about it.
Didn't defend his woman?
He had not up, what was like 10:30 when I checked on that this morning.
He's pretty opinionated. Maybe he chose not to give any
attention
to LeVar Ball. Because there are a lot of people out there are going, why are you putting this clown on TV?
It's his last hoorah. Like, his son's out of L.A.
Yeah.
He's going to New Orleans. I guess LaMelo going down and playing with
Not Illinois.
No, Illawarra.
Yeah, in Australia.
Yeah, in the National Basketball League.
Right.
Maybe when, LaMelo becomes draft eligible in 2 years?
Maybe. Now, ESPN says that they informed LaVar Ball that they were not pleased with the comment, and they told him after the show that was inappropriate. My question is, will ESPN go the distance now and just not put him on the air ever again?
Well, they should. I mean, it should have been way for a long time.
I think they should.
By the way, Molly doesn't even have a Twitter account.
Really?
If she did, shouldn't have one anymore.
Yeah, and they should just at this
point.
But
Dick Vitale yesterday saying this. Why in the world is LeVar Ball ever given the opportunity to ramble and rant on TV? Nothing he says makes any sense, and today wasn't any different. Molly Q, as many has said, was a real star during the interview. Dick Vitale, that is the ultimate in hypocrisy right there. Because you have...
What's Vitale done?
Oh, my. Ranted about... And been so wrong about defending a lot of these coaches, no matter what they do.
Certain coaches.
Certain ones.
Oh, okay.
Which is a lot.
That's a different topic.
Very rarely does he put up saying, don't talk about somebody giving. Yes, when he says, it's just the philosophy. Why in the world is LeVar Ball given the opportunity? Why does ESPN give a lot of people the opportunity?
Ratings.
To try to get ratings. When I see LeVar Ball, I don't watch anymore. I mean, I didn't see any of that list.
Well, LeVar
live.
Feels played out now.
I saw,
there's no need for him anymore. There's no need for him anymore.
I agree.
I mean, he could say the most dumbest, stupidest thing ever. There's no need for it anymore. Don't put him on.
But if yesterday the highest rated segment of First Take was the one with LeVar, they're going to put him back on.
But if she's talking HR and they're informing LeVar after the interview, LeVar,
why would you put him back on?
That was inappropriate. They should make a statement and say, you know what? We're just not going to put him on.
What's
anymore.
To talk about? What I mean?
Well, and that's the point, though. Is
only the feeble-minded are going to tune in to see him? What's he going to talk about? The Pelicans?
But I mean, here's the thing, though: it's June 18th. You know, he says these comments on June 17th, the week after the NBA Finals is in the books. We've got this. The six slowest months of the sports season or six slowest weeks of the sports season are coming up. This is the time to put him on because he says stupid stuff you can play the audio clip, and now you've got a topic on PTI. You've got a topic on Around the Horn.
Yeah.
You've got a topic on all of your ESPN radio.
I think it turns a lot of people off.
I agree with that.
I think most of America is turned off by it.
Are we bad for playing that and talking about it for 10 minutes?
I asked you before the show today. I said, should we play that or
not? I thought we should.
I thought at this point
it was newsworthy.
Yeah, and we said
in
that
the Me Too movement, I thought it was newsworthy.
We played all his quotes yesterday. We played a lot of audio yesterday, and I read that particular quote because I hadn't seen it yet.
Right.
So I wanted to see it in the context. But, I mean, the guy's a knucklehead. Just, you know. And I think he's fractured. I wonder what his relationship is like with any of his sons right now. One went halfway around the world to get away from. The other one's going to New Orleans, and I don't think wants much to do with him as we speak. Something we predicted a couple of years ago, that he would ruin that family. You know, they disavowed themselves from his business. What's he going to do?
I don't know. Yeah, who's he going to glob onto now? I'm sure Mrs. Ball enjoyed watching that interview, too. Isn't she supposedly sick in a hospital bed or something? But, I mean, that's all
she was.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I don't know what her status is now, but.
All right. Your reaction to that at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. When we come back, I may have a bone to pick with the Hall of Fame. I'll throw something
at you.
Which
one?
The Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is something I didn't get to yesterday because it was all Anthony Davis all the time. I'll get your opinion on that when we come back. And don't forget Wikipedia coming up in a little more than an hour. Parade trivia, and Pete Shepard hates parades. All that coming
easy
up.
Easy money.
Easy money today.
We'll see. I may hate them, but I know of them. Right. I know I don't like most of them.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Hit it.
Sheeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app.
Why does it take two to make things go right? No, not three, four.
Because they're talking about...
I want to rock right now.
Talking about what, Chris?
I'm Rod Bass and I can't get down.
What are they talking about, Chris?
Down.
It.
Right now.
Well,
I'm Rod Bass.
Can't be three?
I'm not internationally known,
but it takes
I'm known
two.
About the microphone.
You know what I'm saying?
Song. Awesome song.
Yo.
Like, yeah. Because it takes two or more, doesn't have the same ring.
Do you know what I am saying?
I gotcha.
Yes, I know what you were saying.
Go watch and watch South Park when Butters is a pimp. Absolutely hysterical. Absolutely hysterical.
Wow.
All right. Do you know what I am saying?
Tell me. I'm funny.
Pete Shepard, former DJ.
Absolutely.
Couple of football notes.
Former DJ.
One from today, one I didn't get to yesterday.
Former security guard in concerts.
No, that was me.
That's what I mean, being me. Me.
More of a ticket taker than security. I was like supplemental security.
But
like if it was going
only if
down.
If things got really heated, would you step in?
No, if it was going down, I'd be stepping away.
Guys, the Sheamer's here. It's okay.
Oh, by the way, imagine him in Toronto yesterday. Did you see the fake kid? I think I retweeted it. That was dressed like Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
And he was signing autographs in the crowd.
Spot on. Spot on.
Taking selfies.
Yes.
I did not.
That is wonderful.
Fake Kawhi Leonard. It's very good. Football. Mike Evans has reworked his deal again to get the Bucs some salary cap
space.
Man,
that guy's a saint for that team.
He's redone his massive deal twice now. So, anyway, he gets more money up front, like four more million.
That's why they're going to win 10.
So, Florio... They're not winning 10 this year.
Oh, my gosh. Well, nah.
Breaking news?
No.
I'm
feeling it.
No,
Kawhi fake, yeah.
Oh.
Eh.
Doesn't do it for you?
No.
You think people were doing
it? No, but I think it's funny how people are going up to him and think it's him.
They can't really think that, right?
They can't
think like 6'1".
And the real ones in front of him on the stage.
Look at him. Look at
him. They don't even look like him.
They're not. They just want autographs from the fake Kawhi Leonard. They know he's fake.
I mean, the dude's in shape. He's black. He's got cornrows. I mean, he's
Apart from that,
his face
black? I mean,
I'm just saying those are the similarities, and that's
no,
it.
What I'm
his
saying,
face doesn't look anything like Kawhi Leonard.
But Kawhi Leonard, if you said, it's some white guy person in Kawhi Leonard, well, that would kind of throw it off right away, wouldn't it?
Completely off base, we wouldn't even talk about it. That's just a white dude wearing a Kawhi Leonard jersey.
Yeah. That was funny.
I lost track.
I enjoyed that.
I was just pointing out the similarities between the two.
Yeah.
Well, they're both black.
That was it.
Really?
That was it.
Man.
Nailed it.
Great detective.
Spot on.
This just breaking news. Kawhi Leonard impersonator, also black.
Wow.
What is he supposed to be? You can't be a white impersonator
in a
crowd like that.
Yes, you can.
So you got to be really stupid.
But that's my point, is that that's not fake Kawhi. It's just a black dude in a Kawhi Leonard jersey.
Well, it kind of looks like him. He's got the braids. No. He's got the...
A black dude with dreads.
Yeah.
But he's got dreads.
What is that called?
But he's got his hair. Braids like
Kawhi does.
What's the difference
between a braid and a... Okay, never mind. I think I just answered that question.
Oh, no.
But No. I'm not going there. I answered it before I asked it.
Sorry, I went there.
I know the difference
Football.
Between a braid and a dread.
Football.
Florio wrote a piece yesterday.
That could be. Hang on, what's at 4 o'clock? Make sure you put that in.
What?
This just in: Kawhi Leonard black.
He's black.
Breaking news! As you all know, the former owner of the Broncos, Pat Bowlen, passed away recently, and it was announced in January or February that he was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, Pete Shepard, and maybe you did, that if you're dead, and they've never lost anybody in between the time that he was announced and the time that he was actually inducted in the summer, nobody's ever died in between. But did you know if you were put into the Hall of Fame posthumously, as they say?
Posthumously.
Sure, that. Mm. You get the bust, but you do not get the jacket and you do not get the ring.
What?
You do not get the family? Whoever?
Why can't the family? Okay, keep your jacket.
You don't get the jacket or
why can't
a ring.
Why can't the ring go to
They should get both.
The son.
You can put the jacket, nobody ever wears it, you put it in, frame it.
Yeah.
The
That's ridiculous.
I remember this jogged my memory. The Seau family was livid.
Yes.
When Junior Seau got in, and they didn't get a jacket or a ring, just the bust. Ken Stabler, same thing. But the Hall of Fame says, while the iconic bronze busts are created to memorialize every member of the Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame ring and gold jacket are items presented to living Hall of Fame members to be worn exclusively by them as evidence and pride of their having been elected to sport's most elite fraternity.
It's ridiculous.
I think it is.
It is.
And I think Florio's piece was, this may be the one, Pat Bowlen, maybe the one situation that causes them to change their policy. I don't know.
It should.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame, they're kind of like Augusta National. They're going to do what they want to do.
They're cheap.
They're going to stick to their rules.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, you've got to be able to amend things like that.
So do the living Hall of Fame members have to give back their ring and jacket when they die?
No. No, it's not like a papal ring that they crush once the Pope
dies. That's my point on this, is why can't the family create a nice shrine? Like, do what you want with it.
Just take the jacket, you frame
it. Stay in the family anyway.
Well, it'll be on eBay tomorrow. I mean, but, you know.
I don't think with that family.
Probably not.
And the Broncos are going to rename the stadium?
I heard they aren't.
They aren't?
Yeah, I heard they're not. I thought I read that today.
Sports Authority Field?
Yeah. Right.
No, yeah. I think that company went under.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why'd you even suggest it and put it in my brain?
I don't know. That's what it was at one point in time.
Eric asks, is it only football that has that rule? I don't know.
Pat Bowlen Field at Mile High, that's what somebody's petitioning to. Or this might be like what's happening at USC. They get the corporate sponsor for the stadium, but the field would be Pat Bowlen Field, which happens a lot.
I don't like it. That's weak.
But it is weak. But look, it's
810 says exhume the body, put the ring and the jacket on the body, and put it back in the ground. Seriously.
What's wrong with you people?
It's not wrong, 810.
Yeah.
It's not wrong.
He's saying it tongue in cheek.
It's
1984 says, so all brothers look alike. No, I'm not saying
that.
No, he
was agreeing with me.
I'm talking.
No, the Kawhi Leonard look-alike looks like Kawhi Leonard.
No, it doesn't.
He looks more like
him. To me, he does.
Than
me, yeah.
That's all I was saying. You.
But the facial features are nothing alike.
Really?
Nothing.
The video is hysterical if you haven't seen it. I mean,
it is
a
funny
video.
Bunch
of people. How about the tattoos? He's signing autographs. He's signing. I don't know.
Has he got the tats
on? I didn't see any tats on the right. I only saw the right arm of fake Kawhi.
And then, he's really fake.
Real Kawhi doesn't have a lot of tats.
Really?
No, he's got a handful. I know he's got a cross on one shoulder.
Right. He's pretty tatted up.
No, it's not. No.
It's a nice little design around the cross.
Especially by NBA standards.
Oh.
If you had to impersonate somebody, Craig, who would you impersonate that you might be able to get away with?
Ned Flanders.
No.
That was awfully quick, Chris. And first of all.
Somebody who's real and not a cartoon character.
I cannot grow a mustache that thick.
You can't?
No.
Oh, see, I think you'd look good with a mustache, Craig.
No, well, I probably would look awesome, but I tried growing one out about 2 years ago after the hurricane. And
it didn't work.
I had a goatee and a stash. You were here. We have pictures of it. Do a 5-6-1. Do a weekend at Bernie's and get the jacket and the ring. Just sit him up, prop him up. No speech today, though, fellas.
That is a fun. The first one's really funny. So who would it be? We know who Chris would be.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. Me. I'm telling you, years ago when I had twice as much hair as I have now, I could have done a Ted Danson. I could have done a Sam Malone.
No.
Oh, I had the hair thick and swooping back. Yeah, coulda. Fact.
Yeah, I could maybe see.
Can't
that.
Do it now. Too thin. What about you, Pete Shepard?
Oh, I always get called Ray Romano's brother.
Maybe if Ray and Robert.
Yeah.
Robert was way tall. Isn't Robert like 7 feet tall?
Yeah, he is.
Oh. I mean, hilarious comedian, by the way.
Yep.
Great show. Everybody loves
show.
Raymond.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
But dad is dead now.
Yes. So is the mom.
Peter Boyle.
Marie?
No.
Peter Boyle.
Yeah, Marie's dad.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yeah. Peter Boyle also played a lot of roles, great roles. He was in. He played the monster in Young Frankenstein.
He made that show.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
He made the show. Mm-hmm. It was a comedic relief.
Much like Seinfeld, where the main comedian wasn't the funniest one on the show.
No, George was the funniest.
Yeah.
And I didn't even watch the show.
Right. No, I thought they were all funny.
Kramer, Elaine, they all had it. But
they all took turns. It was the way they delivered the punchline.
They all designed it so that everybody, but I mean.
Sometimes Frank and Estelle Costanza were the funniest people in the episode.
I loved it when they have screaming matches.
Who told you could have sex in my room?
Wow. The things you remember. The things that are on immediate recall in your brain.
I changed the seat. I can't go up there. I can't. I won't.
Pete look like?
It could be. You're a variety of people.
Pete's kind of an enigma. Pete's kind of just did his own deal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm unique. You know.
You are unique.
Oh, there's got to be like some godfather figure that Pete looks like.
I see right away, stereotypical Italian, right?
You're there Italian? Of course I'm going to go to Italians.
No, well, Al Pacino's half my size, so that's not him. Robert De Niro is half Irish.
You're a loud Italian. You can go mafia real fast.
Well, no, it has to be mafia.
See,
no,
I'd almost go James Gandolfini, just more hair up top.
How about, why is it right away mafia? What is that? Why just talk about stereotypes. Yeah, we all look alike. We all kill each other. Only if you're Sicilian. Oh,
well, you
kidding.
Go to me. I mean, come on.
Well, you could be a lot of people. Sometimes you look like Brady.
I do look a lot
sometimes
like Tom Brady.
Sometimes when you get your hair cut, you do like Tom look like Tom Brady. In fact, when you put the Tom Brady jersey on lost that bet.
Oh, that was a great day.
Oh, you looked ridiculous.
I blocked that out.
I didn't. No, it's right on the web. It's on our Facebook page.
Stupid picture.
Oh, it's a fantastic picture.
Freaking D Ford lining up off sides.
Oh, stop. You know, I went back and watched that game.
I think of that play every time I go into my closet and a Pat Mahomes jersey shirt pops up.
I go back. We watched that game, the AFC Championship the other day. I still have fast forwarded through. People forget, you know, the Patriots, they stop the Chiefs in the first quarter right off the bat, and they take it down the field in 8 minutes and 44 seconds, score a touchdown. They stop the Chiefs again on the very next drive. Patriots march all the way down the field again, and Brady threw the pick from the two-yard line in the end zone. Should have been 14-0, lights out, game over.
Chris.
They still shut him out at halftime, which is an amazing stat. You think about that.
If we had a penalty box, I'd put your ass in it right now for winding him up.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
79 days before opening night. We got to listen to him drone on about the woulda, coulda, shoulda Patriots BS.
Every offside call you think Kansas City shouldn't have done, I will go back to the first quarter interception Brady threw. Stupid one in the end zone.
Ooh, never you happened. Have a bit of Urban Meyer in you, Craig.
Urban Meyer?
A little Urban Meyer, yeah.
Where do we get that?
Dan Aykroyd. Oh, you know what? Dan Aykroyd, yeah, I could see some Dan Aykroyd there.
Me or you?
You.
No, Dan Aykroyd?
Younger, Dan.
Again, I asked, me or him?
Not me. No way.
Uh-huh.
Got half a tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark out, and we're wearing sunglasses. Great scene in Blues Brothers.
It was a great scene.
Oh, fantastic. No.
Godzilla texting in a picture of Brady crying.
Tom Brady crying.
Thinking of D-Ford.
Long. That's a low picture.
So emotional.
What was he crying about in that?
Falling in the draft, the Brady 7.
Seriously?
Yes.
Get over it, Tom. Get over yourself.
Get over yourself,
that's,
Tom.
That's like 7 years old, that picture.
That's still weak. He was drafted 20 years ago. He should be over it by now.
Seriously, I'm surprised he could remember that far back with his advancing age.
You couldn't even start at Michigan, for God's sakes. What makes you think you didn't draft it higher in the seventh round?
David Terrell. Touchdown. It's Georgia. Orange Bowl.
Can't wait till his reign is over. I mean, almost my entire broadcast career, I've had to deal with Tom Brady. Almost. Unbelievable.
You're lucky.
Bill Romanowski.
But you said a thing. No. No.
I can kind of see it.
That's psycho.
Somebody once told me when I was younger I looked like Ben Affleck. But
When I was younger, my cheeks
were drawn in.
Your hair was a little darker. I had a run
back then.
No way.
I'm sorry.
If Chris's hair was a little more longer, you could maybe pull off a Matt Damon. You might be able to pull that off.
I don't know.
I could see that.
I can't do
that. If your hair was a little longer, because you comb it the same way kind of he does, and had the gel in it a little bit, I could see
Matt
that.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. I could see that.
What is that Tom Brady cartoon from
South Park?
South Park. What is he doing sitting on the... What is that?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, there's a great...
It's Tom Brady in his uniform sitting on the middle of the football field.
Yes! Yes! Stanley Strip Club. Pete looks like Chef Emerald.
Oh, Lagasse?
Bingo!
I know Emerald. No, he's a little heavier than me. Been married more times than me, too.
Really?
Cape Cop says Pete may not have a...
Three?
Yeah, four.
Boom!
Maybe five, but at least four. Cape Cod says Pete may not have a celebrity lookalike, but he definitely looks like the guy who has the... His text alert and keyboard click sounds on obnoxious without. No, just the opposite.
No, opposite, yeah.
I'd never have my phone on.
Yeah, but
the only time
one...
it triggers a
Siri.
Well,
you trigger Siri all the time.
That's
during
not
the
my
show.
Fault. It's on mute.
Gary Busey.
I don't look like Gary Busey.
Well, maybe, see, I don't know who that's for. Chris could, you know what? If Chris were, well, Chris can't pull off a Busey.
Gary Busey. Get out of here.
No, younger. Go back and when he was Mr. Joshua and
you
Lethal
know what?
Weapon. When he was Mr. Joshua and Lethal Weapon,
no.
You might be able to. Oh, go. Do you remember Lethal Weapon, the first one?
Hold on.
With Mr. Joshua?
Hold on, everybody.
Craig is James Woods. I like that one.
I could, yeah.
Yeah.
239. This is it for Pete Shepard.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here.
Nope.
Young Gary Busey.
239 says Rodney Dangerfield for Pete Shepard. Now, before you all say that's crazy, because Pete doesn't have white hair for one thing, I have seen Caddyshack a couple of times in the past couple of days. It's been on a lot. And I will say, when he rolls up to the green and says, hey, $1,000, bet you missed the putt, he kind of does look and sound like you.
But I do that on purpose to imitate him. I do that a lot.
I'm just saying.
You guys have played golf. That's all I do is Caddyshack jokes when I'm playing.
I'm just saying.
John Elway for Craig.
Let's
go
while we're
young. My teeth aren't that big.
No, Fred it's not Flintstone. A like for like, but it's come on.
I got Flintstone. I got...
I'm going Ronnie Dangerfield with you from now on.
I'll hold strong on my James Gandolfini. Oh.
More than Ronnie Dangerfield? Go look at that scene again. Walking up to the green. I said to myself, that's Pete.
Let's go while we're young.
Exactly. Whoa, we're way late. Hold on.
We got to practice take a break. Swing crap.
We got to take a
Hit
break.
Hit the ball.
We're late. Tell you who got their rear end boot at Yankee Stadium last night. We got Wikipedia and college football to talk to Phil Steele about at the top of next hour. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Paul Sorvino, I get that all the time, too. I've gotten that before,
looking for lookalikes?
Yeah.
How do we even start on this conversation? Who looks like who?
Kawhi Leonard lookalike.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I have a very short-term memory today. all right, so yeah, people are texting in. Even though most people who listen to us every day don't know what we look like, unless they were to go to the website at 99.3ESPN.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to talk some college football with Phil Steele, one of the premier college football preview people from ESPN. Has this
pretty good handicapper, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to love talking to him. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. Also, 4 o'clock, it's Wikipedia. Because of your hatred for parades, we're going to have parade trivia.
Well, see, it's not sports parades. It's just...
Wait, you don't hate sports parades?
Well, it's different.
I think they're the dumbest of any parade.
Oh, I don't go to them. I'll hang out around bars around them, but I don't go to them.
Let's celebrate something we already celebrated. Eat horse poop, Philly.
Wow. Hey, thank God, though, it wasn't by the harbor. Thank you to the Celtic for sucking.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wipe the dust off them old duck boats next time they need to come out, huh?
Well, it's funny you should mention that.
Here we go.
Why?
Did we just open up another
no.
Boston trivia?
Short segment.
So if you keep track at home, since the last championship win, Patriots 0 years and 134 days. Red Sox 0 years and 232 days. Bruins 8 years and 2 days.
Wow.
Celtics 11 years and 0 days.
The drought.
The drought.
The drought by the harbor.
The harbor's rebuilding after Godzilla destroyed it last month.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
You hate to see that.
Yeah.
You hate to see that.
Speaking of the Northeast, one Daniel Jones decided to take in a Yankees game last night.
Mm.
And when they showed him on the Jumbotron, he was booed profusely.
So wait, Daniel Jones, who has looked pretty good so far, and I get it, it's practice and all that, right. But there's a quarterback competition. He gets booed at Yankee Stadium.
Uh-huh.
Edwin Encarnacion goes 0-for-4 and gets a standing O.
Oh, he is the home run leader.
Okay, well, just let me get that. Just clarify that for me, Yankee fan.
Well, look what Harper gets getting booed in Philadelphia.
Well, he should. He makes $330 million to be average. Look, I get it, but in my mind, for the most part, not always, but
it's not his fault.
Yankee fans and Giants fans are kind of together, and Mets fans and Jets fans are kind of together. So why are they booing their own? I mean, because they're pro-Eli, or was
that?
I think they're not so much.
Are they anti-Pat Shermer?
No,
a bunch of Gettlemans out there.
That's what they're anti-Gettleman. They're anti-Gettlemanites. That's the problem. It's not so much booing Daniel Jones, him. It's the pick.
Yeah.
When everybody knows it could have got him at 16.
Coulda. 17.
17.
Yeah. Gettleman said he wouldn't have been there. Two teams were going to take him.
We'd be incorrect.
I do not have a French nose, Kentucky Tim.
Hang on a second. What's this guy?
Dopey says, if you put a Superman shirt on Pete, he looks a lot like the sloth in the Goonies. I don't remember that.
I don't either.
It doesn't make sense to me.
You never saw the movie The Goonies?
I never saw it start to finish. I know it's really good.
Really?
I know it's one of those crazy movies I missed. I should have seen it because it's like Sandlot legendary, and I got to watch it. Yeah, it's one of those movies that kind of slipped through the cracks for some reason. For me.
Like that's Tommy Boy.
I will never watch that movie again.
You can die on that hill. It's a stupid hill to die on.
No, it's not. That is like... If I had never seen Saturday Night Live ever, I would have enjoyed it a lot more. But since it was every other joke was from Saturday Night Live skits, it had its moments. It had its moments, but not enough of them.
Not complete.
No.
Not a good
not
solid 90.
No. No.
You know what is going to be solid? Our conversation with Phil Steele.
Breakdowns.
College football insider. We are 67 days away from Florida versus Miami. That's coming up at the top of the hour, plus Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app.